Welcome back, everyone. This is our Friday night party, also known as the third general session. My name is Lisa Presley Thomas. I am your treasurer and presiding for this evening. I wanted to just quickly give a thank you in advance to our Zoom host this evening, Herbie Allen, our ACB media streamer, Jeff Bishop, and our audio is Steve Bauer. So Herbie, if you want to go ahead and go over the prompt explanations really quickly for me.
Certainly. Good evening, everyone. Just a reminder that this is the webinar format. To raise your hand, it's going to be Alt-Y on the PC, Option-Y on the Mac. And if you are on a smartphone or tablet on the attendee side, you are going to see the raise hand button on your screen, on the main screen there. If you're on the panelist side, it'll be under more. And if you're on a telephone keypad, *9 to raise your hand. You will be given permission to talk when it is your turn. When we have several people in line, then we will get people queued up ahead of time. And to mute and unmute, Alt-A on the PC, look for the mute button if you're on the Mac. And it is on the bottom left or the middle in your smartphone or tablet, depending on which device. And *6 on your telephone keypad.
Thank you, Herbie. So first off this evening, I would like to introduce Phil and Debbie Obregon, who will be giving our invocation. Steve, are you ready to go ahead and play that for us?
Yes, I will do that.
Thank you.
Lisa, having a little trouble here just a second.
So let's do a door prize real quickly while we're waiting for Steve.
Okay, and I've got it ready now. So after the door prize, I'll do it.
So we're going to do a $25 Amazon gift card, which was given by CCB. Let's shuffle the wheel. And the winner is Sandra Fencher. Congratulations, Sandra. Are we ready, Steve?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. Go for it.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the many gifts and blessings that you make possible in our lives.
We turn to you now with humble hearts and ask you to bless this convention with wisdom, guidance, and divine inspiration as we all work together to encourage one another, to be a leader, to be a teacher, to be a mentor, to be a friend, and always, always to care for one another. As you, Lord, always, always care for us.
Surround us, Lord, with your gentle Holy Spirit as we remember those who have gone before us and give comfort to their families and friends. And Lord, we lift in prayer the upcoming CCB election of officers and board members. We ask for your wisdom and guidance as we shape the leadership of our CCB community.
In Jesus' name we pray. We pray. Amen.
Thank you, Phil and Debbie, for that. We really appreciate it. Next, we are going to open up the floor. Now is the time that we will take to recognize those CCB members who have passed during this last year. So if you would like to say something in remembrance of a CCB member, please go ahead and raise your hand. And I'm going to help you guys watch for hands here. Lorene Theveny.
Okay, I got it. Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, we hear you. Yep.
This is Lorene. I'd like to just take a moment to recognize Ken Mitz. I got to meet him in person probably more than once, but the last time I think is 2016 in Rancho Cordova. I believe, I don't know if that was the state convention or Capitol Days, but he had a great sense of humor and was always fun to be around.
Thank you, Lorene. Anyone else that would like to take a few moments?
Regina has her hand raised.
Regina, go ahead. I believe you're already unmuted.
Good evening. I would like to remember our chapter member, Seha Hong. He was a longtime member, and he's actually a friend as well. It's very sad. He passed away unexpectedly. He was, I think, only like 54 years old. And so we remember him fondly in our chapter, and Judy Kraft, his partner, misses him still terribly. So we just want him remembered and honored. He was an advocate and a very, very helpful person, very kind person.
Thank you, Regina.
Vita, you may talk.
Hello. I'd like to remember Jane Wallace. Jane was a member of the San Francisco chapter for many, many years, probably 30 or so. And she was really passionate about what is now called our Student Education Access Grant, where we give scholarships for students ages 8 to 18. And we had a wonderful memorial with her family, which a lot of our chapter members attended on Zoom. And it's I just want to remember her. The other thing that I really remember that was really special about her is she just loved all the dogs in the chapter. So not just the people, but all the dogs. So it's nice that they get petted while in while in meetings as well. Thank you.
Ending in 931, you may talk.
Hi, this is Kathy Schmidt Whitaker, and I'd like to remember Bernice Kendirian, the past president of the Council of Citizens with Low Vision. She was a passionate advocate for low vision and also had a kind heart and really welcomed individuals who were newly low vision to the organization, and had many resources that she shared very widely and happily. She is remembered, and I know there was a remembrance for her earlier this year that many people participated in, but wanted to acknowledge her this evening as well. And she is missed as well. Thank you.
And next, next up we have Robert.
Okay, Madam Chairman and my dear friends, I want to remember Doug Rose. Doug Rose did great work up in the Humboldt area. He was a true leader up there in the Humboldt area. He was a member, I believe, of the California Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss. He had support calls which extended beyond California. People called from New York and all over North Dakota and supported each other. And Doug helped them cope with their blindness. So may his soul rest in peace. Thank you.
Lisa, this is Andrea on the panelist side. Could I make a quick comment?
Yes, go ahead, Andrea.
Okay, about Bernice. She was one of the first people I joined CCB in 2002. And along with Jeff Tom and Kathy Skiver, she was one of the first people that I met when I came to my first convention, which was here in Orange County. We haven't had one in Orange County since, but my very first one was in Irvine. And it's a, was it a hotel that's gone now? But some of you probably remember being there. But she was a force. That's how I would describe Bernice. She was a force. And she had a million stories. And if you called her, you were not going to have a short time on the phone. Calling Bernice with a simple question or to read her something or took usually longer than normally calling somebody, you know, in CCB to deliver a simple message, because she had to tell you a story. She had to relate whatever you were telling her back to some incident in her life or some encounter that she'd had or somebody that she'd met. She was also passionately advocating for people who did not have computers and the ability to perhaps adjust to the changing world of technology the way that many of us have. She was not a computer person, and she was always mindful of those people. And sometimes I know we can get a little impatient sometimes with people who haven't caught up to where some, you know, some people have gotten to be. But Bernice was always very mindful of the people that needed extra help, extra phone calls, that type of thing. She was definitely a force in CCB, and she will be missed.
All right. And okay, so, I apologize. I keep cutting you off. And all right. Next up, we have Anthony. You may talk.
Yes, I would like to. I would like to remember Dave Mejia, who just recently passed away. He was a second chapter member of our chapter, the Glendale Burbank chapter, but he had been down at the CSUN conference and had been hit by a wheelchair motor scooter type thing. And he lingered for quite a while, but he just recently in the last week was taken off of life support. And David was a real, real gentle, loving individual. He loved to take pictures, and he did a lot of picture taking for our chapter and for the chapter that his main chapter, I think, was San Gabriel. And also he would come to our Christmas party, and he would take these pictures and he'd pass them out, and we're surely going to miss him.
Thank you, Anthony.
Lisa and Sarah, can I pop in?
Yes.
Hello, hello, everyone. I want to take a minute to remember CCB Fresno member Jeannie Sangster. Jeannie was an amazing person. She passed away a year ago, just earlier this month. She was loving and thoughtful and really loved her blind peeps. She was Lisa's sighted partner in crime. And when we would have our big Applebee's pancake breakfast, she would get us the Navy sailors to be our volunteers to help serve and clean up. And I will tell you, that was a selling point, I'm telling you. But I just really want to just take that minute to recognize Jeannie and for what a wonderful person she was. And I also have to say something about Bernice. Bernice was from the Central Valley, and I loved sitting and talking with her about our rich culture and agriculture that we have here. Believe it or not, Fresno, we do have culture. And it was just so nice to sit and talk to somebody and hear about history, not just of CCB and ACB, but also from where I live. And she was just such a beautiful person. And she will be remembered always as someone who really wanted to make life better for people who are blind or have low vision. And we all need to have a little piece of Bernice in us. Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, may I?
Yes, go ahead, Larry.
This is another testimonial to Bernice, who I didn't know. In fact, I don't even know how she found out about me. But in about 2019, I get a phone call. And she said, Larry, you don't know me, but my name is Bernice Kandarian. And I said, you're right. And she said, I understand you're diabetic. And I said, how did you find that out? Bernice had her ear everywhere. She knew everything that was going on. And I said, yes, I am. And we talked about diabetes for a while. And she said, I want to put you in touch with a lawyer who is a huge advocate and helps us, especially with people who have diabetes. She kept me on the phone for 2 hours, and this is somebody that she didn't even know. I was fascinated by her because she was one of the best storytellers I've ever run into. And I can tell stories, but she beat me easily. Now, she had a history of CCB and ACB and told me about all the people that were long gone or who I would not have had the chance to have met, whether it had to be diabetes or advocacy or anything like that. She was a storyteller, and she was also just a magnificent lady. And we never met, but then again, I've not met most of the people that I've talked to over the last 3 or 4 years, and hopefully some of them will get it rectified in Omaha. But Bernice was a character as well as just an incredibly genuine lady who had a passion, and her passion was ACB and CCB.
Thank you, Larry.
Lisa, it's Gabe.
Who is this again?
Gabe.
Go ahead, Gabe.
Jeez. What, we haven't talked for 3 hours and you don't recognize my voice?
I don't.
I would also like to give a tribute to Bernice. Bernice is one of those that when I was a student, you know, she grabbed me and gave me the history of CCB and made sure that I knew about the people that I needed to know. As Larry said a moment ago, it is amazing the people she knew, not only in the blind community, but just in the disability community and the disability rights. You know, she knew everybody for the last probably 50 years. So, you know, and just a great advocate, a great mentor. And somebody that is definitely going to be missed in CCB.
Thank you, Gabe.
I am not seeing any more raised hands on the attendee side.
Neither am I. Anyone else like to say a few words before we close out our remembrances?
Linda here.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. I think I'll join in on the Bernice chorus, if I may. Bernice came gunning for me for two reasons. One was ACB Women, and the other one was the CCB Publications Committee. And on any number of occasions, I was treated to lengthy discussions on what the great presentations were in ACB Women before it was called that. It used to be called Women's Concern. I had the audacity to change the name of it, but she accepted that somehow. But she did tell me about all the fabulous programs that were held under her leadership when the what we now call Sister Power Happy Hour was known as Roles and Role Models, and was a breakfast. But they had lots and lots of people at these events. And I guess that's a little bit of an indicator of how many more people used to be involved compared to the slimmer numbers that we have now. But Bernice was there for our glory days, and she keeps asking us to reach higher to regain those pinnacles. And I'm happy to help carry that forward for her.
Thank you, Linda.
We do have a raised hand. Susan, you may talk.
Good evening. Thank you, Lisa. I want to remember somebody that we actually had a lovely memorial for a year ago, and it's our dear friend Bonnie Rennie. Bonnie was active in publications, active writing for the BC, a funny, wonderful poet and article writer, wrote some beautiful tributes to CCB members like Bob Acosta as mentors. but was an ever busy, enduring presence on publications, raising issues. She wrote a book that we had published for helping seniors, people experiencing decline in vision loss. She was active in Kahlua. Bonnie was gently everywhere, warmly everywhere, and warmly missed, I must say. And I just wanted to say, Bonnie, I miss you. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
And we do have another raised hand. All right. Ending in 548, you may speak.
Hi, this is Pam Apology from the San Gabriel Valley chapter. And I wanted to make a correction, if I could, just because since we're speaking of those who have passed away, we want to make it accurate. David Mejia passed away at the Los Angeles, or from the Los Angeles Expo. He was at the Los Angeles Expo when he was hit, and he was hospitalized and was doing better, but he contracted pneumonia, and that's actually what ultimately took his life. And if I may, I just wanted to speak about Bernice, because I had the blessed honor of helping her. One time we were in a coffee shop at one of the conventions, and she was experiencing some difficulty and needed to be helped to the restroom, and she was having difficulty with getting any attention or any assistance. And so she called me. I was at another table, but she called me over and said, you know, I feel confident, and I don't want everyone else to know this, but if you'd help me. And so I got her help, but always I wanted to be a nurse, so I always felt like I had the honor of being of some help to her. And she and I had many conversations on the phone as well, and her stories and her kindness. And I'm a caregiver, and she would always call and ask me how my patient is doing and how I'm doing. And she gave so much thought to everybody else. And I thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
And DJ, you may talk.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to just comment about Bonnie Rennie. It's funny because I had met her years ago at an Orange County CCB meeting. Oh, she's probably in the early 90s or late 80s. And then I ran into her at Braille Institute. And I think a couple times a week we'd sit and have lunch together. And Bonnie she didn't talk a lot. She was not one, she listened a lot. And when she did speak, it was whatever she had to say was worth listening to. It was pertinent, be it a question or a statement. That's all. That's all I have to say. And she wrote well. I wish I could have done half of what she's written and said as well as she had for the few words she spoke. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ.
And I am currently not seeing any raised hands.
I don't see any. I do.
Yes, they just raised it.
Yep.
Ending in 316, I think it is. Can talk. 307,
hi,
sorry.
This is Gene Lozano from the ACB Capital Chapter. I want to ditto everything that's been said about Bernice. I think another thing that is really a thing that I can recall about Bernice going from day one when I met her in the early 1970s in the what was known as the California Alliance of Blind Students, and she was and even past this time a supporter of leaders, individuals, and would give you support help give you the confidence, as people said, the contacts. But she was a great mentor, and it's a great loss for all of us. Those of us who grew up with her, and those of you who have come afterwards. But I would say that she is probably a model mentor in this organization. And I do have to agree with everyone. It was Bernice and including Roger Peterson are like walking encyclopedias about the console, know the great details. Bernice was probably the closest to Durward McDaniel, who was another incredible person with recall. Both of them could tell you obscure things about individuals, even their families, and could knew their names, sometimes their birthdays, etc. And the last comment, Bernice's recall things. She could tell you items on programs that occurred 20, 30 years in the past, who the speakers were, etc. She was just an incredible person and with a fantastic desire to help people, to grow leaders within the organization. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jean.
All right, next we have Colin User. You may speak.
Hi, this is Kristen Bailey of Inland Empire. She hasn't been a member of ours for a while, but she did do, when she was of health, she did a lot for our members. She loved, we used to call her the candy lady, Pat Reardon. She used to sell candies for all our fundraisers, to our family. She'd go out to make her family buy it at family reunions, out to eat and everything else. We lost her due to a stroke a while back. She's always been wanting CCB and wanting to do things, even though she didn't pay her membership dues because of her health. She always was there for us and rooting us on. But we just recently lost her about 3 weeks ago. We all miss her very much, and we'll miss her candy sales. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Livy.ostegard at gmail.com. You may speak.
Thank you much. I would like to honor Bonnie as well and Jean Sangster. Believe it or not, my husband knew Bonnie before we even met. And when we first met and were dating, Bonnie had loaned him a tandem bike. He used to ride with her. And so we would ride the tandem bike. And that's what I first, when I first really knew about tandem bikes and rode one. And we eventually, after we got married, we eventually went down to her and Bob's place down south and returned the bike to her. And she let us stay in at their house. And that was just so, so sweet, I thought. And also about Jeannie Sangster. Oh, my goodness. I did not realize until at her memorial gathering last year how generous she was. Apparently, she has or had, I'm not sure if we still have them, but she had donated a buku amount of gift certificates, gift cards, whatever that she had accumulated through her job as an insurance salesperson to our chapter. And if we haven't utilized them, we need to start utilizing them and stuff. But that was, I just found that extremely, extremely generous. And anytime we had an event like a book fair over at Barnes & Noble or whatever, Jeannie was there. She was helping. She was always there helping us as part of our sighted help besides Lisa. And thank you.
Thank you, Libby.
Nikki, you may speak.
Hi. Bonnie Rennie was an amazing lady. I
I didn't actually, I may have met her through CCB, but I knew her more through Well Connected, which is another group where people from the lighthouse of the various various lighthouses joined, and East Bay Center for the Blind joined, and all kinds of people, sighted and unsighted. And she ran a poetry group on Sunday morning, which was very, very popular. And even when she was ill in the last period of time, she still was able to come once in a while. And she's very, very, very much missed. And Doug Rose, he's another champion. Bonnie Rennie was a champion. Doug Rose is also, was also. And when about 10 years ago, I was trying to get the Lighthouse to help me figure out how to record the catalog for Well Connected, and I found no help whatsoever coming from the Lighthouse. So Doug Rose spent hours with me trying to figure out how we could use my little Sony tape recorder and record it and get the files over to Well Connected and put on flash drives, because I couldn't have their addresses. It would have been easier for me just to copy them and mail them out on the little books or the little boxes. And I donated all the discs and I donated all the boxes. But I sent the files over there, and he was instrumental in helping me figure out how to do it. And so, and he was always very helpful. Whenever you needed anything, he was always available, no matter how long it took, whatever the problems were, even though he was way up there in Humboldt County, Eureka. And Bonnie, the same way, you know, if you were working on a poem and you had difficulty, you could call her and talk to her about it. She was always available outside the classroom. And I don't know really much about the work of either one of them in CCB, but if it's anything like they did in Well Connected, well, and with Doug in the Lighthouse up north, but they were both very hard workers and very thoughtful, very concerned, very compassionate, and very loving in terms of helping people and being there for people when they were needed. So thank you very much for allowing me to remember them.
Thank you, Nikki.
It's Andrea. I was just going to make a quick comment about Bonnie, if I could.
Lisa, that's your call. I'm your.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. I apologize if I spoke out of turn. Bonnie was a member of our chapter, and she was very, very good to my, when my brother passed away in 2016, she was very supportive, and her husband has continued to be active in our chapter. He's still our treasurer. He will probably not be our treasurer after this year, but he's been our treasurer forever. And he said he would stay a member of our chapter as long as we wanted him. And we're very happy to have Bob as part of us, but they had an amazing team. Because Bob is, for those of you who don't know, Bob is pretty profoundly hearing impaired. And he was her eyes and she was his ears. And Bob attended every CCB convention with her. He went to Washington with her in 2007 to the legislative seminar. And they were just an amazing team together. They really were. And besides the virtual service we had for her in October 2020, I also attended an in-person outdoor service for her in 2020 in September. Everybody wore masks, and it was at a home of a friend of theirs in Fullerton. There were probably 50, 60 people there. And in fact, some of the people that are here now, I know Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker was there with her husband. There were several of us that from the chapter. Larry was there. She didn't want any kind of recognition. In fact, she was given an award by the publications committee in 2020, the year that she passed. And I'm so glad that we recognized her, because she was one of those people that you can't do without, but she's kind of in the background. She's one of the people that works behind the scenes. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Andrea.
Ending in 610, you may talk.
Hey, hello, Lisa. This is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
And I want to talk about two people. Well, let's talk about Bonnie Rennie. Bonnie, when Ken passed away, and it's been 4 years now, when Ken passed away, Bonnie wrote a poem for him. And it was such a loving end, but so to the point about Ken that I actually still have it tucked in the book of memories of that people gave me when he passed away. And she also encouraged me to serve as vice president of Kahlua. And then when she knew what was going on with her health, she called me and told me. and asked me to, if I would be willing to step up and step in her shoes and help her and help her out until she was ready to step down. And I told her, yeah, I had no problem helping her. And but she was an awesome lady. I truly loved her. She was very quiet, but she really listened to you and listened to what you had to say. And I truly miss her to this day. I think she was a sweetheart. Bernice Kandarian was a special lady. I remember when I met Bernice, it was at my first convention in Louisville, Kentucky. And Bernice was telling me all about ACB and all about CCB. I got a lesson that day. And I never forgot that because she gave me the ins and outs and how to deal with people in ACB as well as CCB. And when Ken passed away, she called me and she told me almost in detail of everything that Ken did in CCB. Almost from the time he joined until he passed away, she had his, it's almost like she had it memorized. And it was awesome hearing it from somebody else's perspective, what he did in CCB. And she will be missed. She helped me understand how CCB works from the inside out. So she will be missed. I will talk to everybody later. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Miss Pam.
All right. At the moment, keyword is at the moment, I do not see any raised hands.
I don't see any either. So one.
Oh, we spoke too soon.
Always.
Regina
case.
Marie. Go ahead, Regina.
I've got it. I just wanted to add to the chorus of Bernice. For new members, she was so, just so wonderful, and she really helped me to understand the history of the organization and supported me. I could call her with any question, and I just I miss that I will never meet her in person. So I was looking forward to that, and thank Roger too for all the time that he spent on the phone with me as well, with Bernice calling him from the other room to come and tell me things.
I had many a calls with Bernice where she would yell to Roger, come here, Roger, tell me this. Thank you, Regina.
All right. I am looking, and at the moment, I am not seeing anybody with any raised hands on either side. So there we go.
Not see any either. So thank you all for your kind words and remembrances of those that have passed this last year. I know it probably brought up fond memories for all of us of many of the individuals that you spoke about. So thank you very much. We're a little bit early, but I don't see a problem with this going ahead and jumping into the main event for this evening, which is elections.
And we do have a raised hand.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Jordan, you may talk.
Hi, I wanted to say something about Pat Reardon. She was a part of the California Council of the Blind as well as Braille Club. She worked tirelessly every Tuesday with Sherry, her mom, to put on Braille Club and to have us there and to serve the blind community.
Thank you, Jordan. So, Gabe, are you ready?
I reckon we can be.
Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and hand it off to you for elections.
Okay.
Just as a quick reminder, we will be electing tonight president, second vice president, treasurer, and 4 board positions. Am I correct? 4? Yeah, 4.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a count really quickly in my head. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. So I will go over the way that we're going to do elections here. And we'll answer whatever questions we can. And then I will at that point hand it over to our first vice president, Sarah Harris, to conduct our first election. So what we'll do, Lisa mentioned the positions we have up tonight. And so we will go down the slate that Frank gave us last night from the nominating committee. And if there are no, or well, we'll keep going. And if nobody is nominated from the floor to run against a person, then that person will be elected by acclamation. If we do have a point where there is a contested election, then everybody, all paid members of CCB, should have received the phone number that they will contact or that they will call or text when it is time, not now, but when it is time. If then you have a phone number that you can call or text. And we will also announce at several different points throughout the, well, what we'll do is we'll open up the polls to you know, and let you know that you can call or text. And then we will also at that point start the roll call of chapters and affiliates. And we will also provide the phone number that you can call if you do not have your voting phone number. So before I hand it over to Sarah, do we have any questions about that? Irby, do we have any hands up?
I'm not seeing any, but you already know how that goes.
Well, that means we'll have 3 hands up in the next 30 seconds.
No, it actually took only 10, Gabe.
Well, I should have said within.
Yeah.
The best way to get people put hands up is to say there's no hands up.
Hi, Gabe and everyone. This is Lorene.
Is that Lorene?
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Mine is for some reason, it could be me or my system. I didn't receive my code and my access number to call. Would somebody be able to reach out to me and do that? Or I still haven't received it.
Yeah, what I would say then, Lorene, if you did not receive an email or a phone call with that, wait until we get to the point where there is a contested election.
Okay.
And then we will announce several times
all right,
what the number is that you can call. But
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I apologize. We really did try to reach out to everyone that we had email and phones for. Yeah, we have over 100. Nicole really, she really did a good job, I think, of or she really worked hard to get emails out to everybody that we had email addresses for on this year's rosters. And I want to thank Nicole and Andrea and both Jeff and Leslie Tom that helped to make phone calls to people that we did not have email addresses for.
And Gabe, I think Steve Bauer helped out a little bit too.
Did Steve Bauer help out too? Okay. I was only
Gabe. He did
name the ones that I knew of. So, but yeah, thank you. If I'm sorry, go ahead, Andrea.
He did help because I got kind of overwhelmed with other convention stuff, and I asked him to help me. So he did one of my groups. So yes,
well, thank you, Steve too.
Yes, so,
and we do have another raised hand.
We definitely had a group of folks that reached out. Okay, who do we have with a hand up?
Sheila, you may talk.
Yes, I'm unmuted. Thanks. I'm embarrassed. I got the email, but I need to know what address it's from so I can quickly find it.
It probably would have come from the CCOTB.
Ah, okay.
At ccbnet.org email address. If I remember correctly, because I need to go find mine too.
Yeah, you're totally correct, Gabe. And don't worry, I think a lot of us are in that same boat.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
Yeah, I'm looking now. I know it's here somewhere.
Larry, will you look for me too?
I have my hand raised, people.
Go ahead and then.
Oh, well, if you're on the panelist side, you don't need to raise your hand.
You'll need to butt in with that.
If you're on the panelist side, just interrupt me, because otherwise I will blab on.
Consider yourself interrupted. Okay.
All right,
thanks. I want to know what the subject line of this particular message says, because my little feedback for this convention is that there might have been a slight overabundance in the number of emails sent with the same subject lines in them each day and each convention. Anyway, I'm jotting in emails about the convention. What was the subject line?
It actually came from Nicole from the CCOTB at ccbnet.org email, and I have no clue because I don't know where mine is either.
I'm sure the word vote or voting. I'm sure the word vote or voting vote, in that subject line vote. Somewhere.
Okay. And it came on Friday. I do know that.
Okay.
As I said, it came out last week.
Thank you.
All right. And you did get your third hand, actually. Paul, you may talk.
Yeah, I was going to actually just chime in and say it's from the CCOTB email address. It's May 6th, mm-hmm. and the subject is the convention elections.
Ah, convention elections. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, sir.
Regina, could you raise your hand and...
Yeah, because I don't think we ever got our Mr. Tom, huh?
We do have not two raised hands. Regina has raised her hand, and we have another raised hand as well.
Okay, let's go to Regina first, if we could. Just because Regina, and folks, Regina, I really want to recognize her here. She did a great job. All right,
Regina, you've been given permission to talk.
Regina did a great job in finding the volunteers that are going to be taking our calls if needed tonight. And organizing them. So thank you to Regina for all of your work. Regina, do you know if our gals are ready for calls at this point?
They are ready at 7 o'clock sharp. They have the phones turned off because they were getting phone calls. So
okay. Okay. So they will be turning them on at 7 o'clock sharp. So we will kill another 7 minutes or so. That's what we wanted to. Yeah. Cause I knew we had told them seven. So like I said a moment ago, that's why I was killing a few minutes with kind of that in mind. But thank you for the confirmation on that. So we will kill a couple of minutes and make sure to not start any elections until 7 o'clock. Who was our second hand?
So our second hand is Lori Van Allen. You may talk.
All right.
I have misplaced my number. I'm looked in my files and I can't find it for tonight.
All right. Well, if needed, Lori, and I know that Nicole is listening because she messaged me about sending out a number. So, Nicole may send it to you. But if not, if you don't see it come in, then like I said, we'll be announcing the phone number when needed. I'm not going to say it now because we don't want to. We don't want people to be in and be trying to call that, especially since the number is off. When it comes to a contested election, if you still haven't found it, then we will be giving a phone number that you can call to get that.
Gabe, really quickly, I actually pulled up my email, and like Paul mentioned, it is coming from CCOTB. The exact title of the email says CCB Convention Election and Business Meeting Information.
I found it just after Paul mentioned it. So it was great. It was terrific because I couldn't find it. And I found it like within 10 seconds. So it's there.
And we do have another raised hand.
Well, I'm asking a question for all the shy delegates.
I am new to being a delegate, and I've got my phone number. I've got all my information in front of me. What I don't understand is the mechanics. Am I supposed to text the word yes or I or okay or my name? What am I supposed to text? Thank you. I'm
that
back.
That is a great question. Thank you, Debbie. So what we'll do is, obviously, if it's contested, there will be one or more people running for a position. And so if it comes to that point, then what you will do is you will either call or text the number that you have been assigned. You will give your first and last name so they can validate that that you are who you are. And then also tell them who you are voting for. So if it's Mickey Mouse running against Donald Duck, then you can either write, you know, Mickey Mouse, or you can write Mouse, or you can write Donald Duck or Donald or whatever. You will not be penalized for misspelling, so don't worry if you don't know how to spell my name. So that's how you will do the individual vote. And then for the delegate vote, we will be calling the chapter or affiliate names and asking for that delegate of how they cast the chapter vote. So if you are a chapter, or if you're a delegate or alternate for your chapter affiliate, you will want to make sure to stay here on Zoom during the whole election so that you can raise your hand when we call your chapter affiliate. But if you are a, your individual vote, you will be sure to call or text that number that you've phone number that you've been given, give them your first and last name, and then tell them the name of the person that you want to vote for as an individual. All right. Yeah. Great question. You're right. I don't think I mentioned that. Sometimes I live with things for so long, and we've been working on this, you know, making sure we get everything in order and the way to do it for a couple of months now. So sometimes I get to the point where I have it in my head and I forget to get it out of my head. So my head is not a great place to be, and it's definitely not a place that does anybody any good for information, is it? No comments, Larry.
All right, Diana Gonzalez, you may speak. And Larry, you may speak afterwards. Oh,
I'm not speaking at all to anything he just said.
Hi. So I actually have, I know this is a question that's already been asked like 1,000 times, but I've been looking over the email that was sent with all the information, including the document that was attached to the email. And I'm not locating the phone number that's for the call or text on there. Is there like a specific location on the email where this phone number would be provided?
One of you guys, either Larry or Lisa, that I know has. Or
no, it's in the. It's not an attachment. No, it's in the first two or three sentences, right?
If you're looking at something with an attachment, is that one of the things that went out in the last couple of days about, about the convention and speakers or whatever? I don't know that there was any attachment with the email that Nicole sent out with the voting stuff.
Okay, so go ahead.
There's no attachment. The phone number is in the body of the email. It's actually in the very first paragraph. And again, the email is coming from ccotb@ccbnet.org. It should have been sent to you on Friday. And the subject line is CCB convention election and business meeting information.
Okay,
it was sent Friday, May 6th.
I must be getting a different email because I was forwarded the email by one of our chapter members who is, I believe, on the email list. Whatever email we got does not contain that information.
Well, the email that you would have received should have come directly to you. If it was somebody forwarded to you, then it's probably something else.
Oh, it has the exact same subject line. So, mm-hmm. but I'm not, and it has all the information for today's meeting. So, like, what the Zoom link was, but none of the other information that you guys are referring to is not included. So, was there a previous email sent prior to this one?
Not
do you, have the, have the date of when that email was sent?
It actually says it was sent this morning.
Okay. No, yeah. So no, that wouldn't have been it, because the email that we're talking about was sent last Friday, May 6th.
May 6th. Mine was sent at 12:58 p.m. Now that may vary.
Okay, so I'm going to contact them to see if they can forward us the correct email.
Well, they're not going to have the correct email, because the email is individualized, because everybody is, well, not everybody, but we have different groups that are assigned to call different numbers. So again, rather than getting an email from somebody else, if you don't have the phone number, your specific phone number, then if when we get to the point of having a contested election and needing to do that, we will give a phone number that you can call and give them your name, and they'll be able to give you the phone number that you used to vote.
Of course. Thank you so very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. We do have another raised hand.
Okay.
First of all, Jordan, I saw you had your hand raised earlier and then it got lowered again, so I don't know if you meant to do that or not. Our other hand disappeared on me. Okay, so hold on just a minute, guys. I guess it'll be Anthony that gets talked. I saw another hand from Jessica, but that hand got lowered, so... Okay. If you meant to raise your hands, now would be a good time to do that. Let's just... put it that way. Anthony, you should be able to talk.
Okay, all I really was going to say was to make the point that the email was to go to the person. So anything that's been forwarded is really, what they're doing is they're forwarding your email, their email to you, and that's really not your phone number. That's their phone number. That's all I was going to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
All right, and Jordan has joined us, hey, so go ahead, Jordan.
I actually found my phone number or my email that I stashed away.
I just wanted to say that I got my voting information and my number, so I know Dave doesn't want us to give that out, but I just wanted to mention that I got it and it is in the email.
Thank you, Jordan. Okay, and it is 7, let's see, what time do we have? I show 7:03, so the phones should now be waking up. So unless there are any other questions, I will hand it over to our first vice president, Sarah Harris, and I'll actually shut up for a moment. So Sarah, take it away.
Hello, thank you, Gabe. All right, everyone. So the first officer position up for election this evening is the position of president. The nominating committee for 2022 has brought forth the name of Gabe Griffith. Are there any other nominations from the floor? That's one. Are there any other nominations from the floor? That's two. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Any hands?
I move that we make up a name.
I move that nominations be closed and that Gabe Griffith be elected by acclamation.
All right. Thank you, Larry. And we do not need a second. And there's no hands, Herbie?
There are no hands. I have been looking. Nope, there's still no hands.
All right, and so unless we have more than 10 hands raised, we will assume that it is consensus and that it truly is acclamation. So we're going to give it about 20-ish seconds. If you do not want Gabe Griffith to be president, raise your hand.
Still no raised hands on this end.
All right, going once, going twice. All right, elected by acclamation for his second term, Mr. Gabe Griffith. It's all back to you. Congratulations.
I was trying to find my raise hand button.
Remember, thank on you, the panelist side, it's under more.
I know I found it, but just as you had said that it was over.
So just a reminder, your raise hand if you're on the PC, Alt-Y, Mac, Option-Y, and if you are on your smartphone or tablet, it is under more.
Awesome. Thank you, Herbie, for waiting until the election was closed before saying that.
I was unaware you were struggling, or I would have intervened sooner.
Oh, no, this is
Gabe. I would have raised your hand for you, Gabe.
This is Gabe. I had my hand waving in the air.
Well, you know, and the funny thing is oddly enough, I don't know if you guys know, this is just a fun fact, but some iPads are very intuitive. And if you just raise your arm up in the air, it'll say that you raised your hand. It's a very interesting, weird fact. So there you go. So if somebody goes, you raised your hand and you really didn't, it may just be your iPad.
And we do now actually have a raised hand in the attendee side.
Well, before we see that, if I may say a couple of words. You know, all joking aside, this really is an honor to serve as president. You know, it is quite busy, but it's very rewarding and fulfilling and just a huge honor. So thank you everybody for placing your trust in me and for electing me to serve the second term. And let's go forward and do the work of CCB and make life better for people who are blind or have low vision. All right.
Ending in 500, you may talk.
Hello, area code 661.
Star 6 to unmute.
This is Diane. There you go. Sorry, Gabe. I have difficulty raising and lowering my hand.
That's okay. What can we do for you this evening?
That's it. I just need to lower my hand.
Okay.
And we are clear on this side.
All right. We're clear. All right. Well, thank you, Sarah, for running that. And we will go through these next set of elections. So again, like Sarah did, I will call for, I'll name who the office and who the nomination can be brought forward, and then call three times for any other nominations. So next up, we have the position of second vice president, and the nominating committee placed into nomination the name of Rob Turner. So for a first time, do we have any other nominations from the floor? And if you have a nomination, you can raise your hand and we'll call on you. For the second time, do we have any other nominations from the floor? And Herbie, is everybody keeping their hands down?
They are keeping their hands down.
All right. And so for a third time, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Gabe, I move that nominations be closed and Rob be elected by acclamation.
Hands are still down.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. So we have a motion. We don't need the second. So again, unless we have more than 10 people raise their hands, we will declare Rob being elected by acclamation. Do we have any hands going up? We'll give another 20-ish seconds. Any hand, Herbie?
Oh, I thought I was unmuted. We have two raised hands.
Two raised hands, okay. That's still less than 10. I wasn't a math expert. That's why I was a communication studies major, because I don't do math. But I do believe that 2 is less than 10.
I believe you are correct. I got a D in math, but I think that's correct.
So you've got two non-math majors here deciding that 2 is less than 10.
Well, I am just the host. At least I don't actually make the final decision. So you know.
We've gone for a while, so I will declare that having less than 10 hands up, that Rob has been elected as our second vice president for... If this is your second term, Rob, would you like to say a couple of words? Is Rob here?
Gabe?
And we ma'am? Have a raised hand.
One of those hands has been Alice, and I think she probably wanted to say something.
Okay. I didn't realize that it was Alice. And
all right, Alice, you have been given permission to talk.
Well, thank you. Now, this is not Alice, as you can tell.
I think Alice's voice changed.
I had a...
Sorry, well, Rob. I assumed that you were here as a panelist.
My computer has crashed.
I didn't even think to look for you in the audience.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Well, no problem. No, my computer.
Thanks for being persistent.
Do we need to promote them as a panelist or anything?
No. It's okay. I just wanted to let people know that my computer has been crashing pretty regularly today, so it didn't exactly pick the best weekend to start doing that. I'm going to try to see what I can do later this evening to fix the problem, but
all right.
Oh gosh, okay, but thanks everybody, and you know I'm going to do my best for the next couple years. I'll try to work hard and just hopefully be nice to everybody. That's about it.
Well, thank you, Rob. We definitely appreciate all the work you do, and congratulations,
Rob. You make good stuff happen. Thank you.
All right, and good luck with the computer. I always say I can't live with my computer, and I just can't afford to throw it through the window.
All right, so Alice has been returned back to Wonderland, and we have no raised hands.
All right. Now, next up is
Linda with a question.
Go ahead, Linda.
Who moved you by acclamation? I didn't get that. Was it Larry?
Or Gabe was me, yes.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. All I needed. Thank you.
Yeah, Larry moved for president, and Andrew moved
and Lisa
for...
moved Rob.
Yeah. And Herbie's got the line of the night so far. Yeah, Herbie has the line of the night so far.
Yeah.
Actually, I moved Andrew Rob, moved Linda. It wasn't Lisa.
Yeah. Oh, Andrew.
Andrea.
Okay, yes. Sorry. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yep.
You're good.
But Lisa's the next item on our agenda. Yeah. It is hopefully everybody's favorite treasurer. next up is the position of treasurer. The nominating committee has placed the name of Lisa Presley Thomas into nomination. So for a first time, are there any nominations from the floor?
I am not seeing any so far.
I'm just going to move through here, Herbie, and if you see any, interrupt me.
Sounds good.
For a second time, are there any nominations from the floor? Kind of learning how to do this as we go. For a third and final time, are there any...
We do have a raised hand.
Oh, we do have a raised hand. Okay.
We do. Jordan, you have been given permission to talk.
Okay, Jordan.
I would like to nominate Andrea DeClock.
No, thank you. I'm refusing. Thank you, Jordan, but I am in no position to be the treasurer of this organization. Thank you.
All right. So
all right.
We've had a nomination and a declination. So for a third and final time, do we have any other nominations from the floor for treasurer? All right.
I move that nominations be closed and Lisa be elected by loud and raucous acclamation.
All right. And hopefully you got that in your notes. All right. So we have the motion to close nominations and elect Lisa by acclamation. So if there are 10 people who do not want Lisa as elected by acclamation, go ahead and raise your hands. We'll give it about 17 or 20 seconds here. And unless Herbie tells me that there are a bunch of hands up, we will declare Lisa as our treasurer for a third term. Just a couple of more seconds ticking down.
We have two raised hands.
Two raised hands, okay.
And do you need to know who they are, or?
Well, two is less than 10, so tell you what. I'm going to, I think our 20 seconds is up. I wasn't exactly looking at my watch, but I'm kind of estimating that's more than 20 seconds. So I'm going to declare that Lisa has won by acclamation and ask if she would like to say a couple of words. I know she's up here on the panel side because we've heard from her tonight. And if you wanted to say something else, then go ahead, you know, those folks with the hands up, go ahead and say something. Otherwise, if it was regarding the election, you know, when I ask for raised hands, then go ahead and lower those. But after Lisa speaks, if those hands are up, then we can recognize them. Go ahead, Lisa. Would you like to say anything?
Well, thank you, everyone. I've always said that I think CCB has more faith in me at times than I have in myself. It has been a labor, a true labor of love. it's been a difficult journey at times. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I think there was
not too much blood
for about 6 months that I think I called Sarah or Gabe at least once a week and just wanted to quit and nobody would let me. So thank you all for having the confidence in me. And I will just continue to do my best and make you all proud. So thank you again.
Thank you, Lisa, and congratulations. And I think it was right after I wouldn't let you quit that you started, that we started talking like three times a day for a while, right?
Yeah, nobody will let me quit.
If you won't let me quit, then I'll just call you all the time. All right. But congratulations.
And we do have a raised hand.
We still have. Okay. Who is our raised hand?
We have two raised hands. Okay. Sheila, you may speak.
My hand is raised by way of levity. First of all, Lisa, congratulations. And we're glad we have you. And I hope all the blood, sweat, and tears were worth it. The second thing I wanted to say is the Giants are winning. I haven't looked at the Dubs or the A's, but those of us, especially in the Bay Area, who are CCB members are being tested as to how devoted we are or aren't. It's wonderful when one has more than one device. That's it.
Right. And the bigger score I'm curious about is the Warriors score.
I can find out, Lisa? But not while I'm not muted.
What were you going to say, Lisa?
I said, go Giants.
Ah, okay.
And Sheila, you don't have to live in the Bay Area to be a Giants fan. Woohoo!
All right. So, next up. All right. Up,
we do have one more raised hand.
Oh, okay.
Who's our next hand? Livy.ostegard2@gmail.com. You have been given permission to talk.
Thank you. I made a big time goof. When you said against, what I was trying to do was I was trying to get the raised hand so I could be recognized to put Lisa in an acclamation. So sorry for the mix up. And we couldn't have anybody better than our Lisa. We love you, darling.
Thank you, Libby. Love you too.
All right. Thanks, Libby. All right.
And we are clear.
Are we clear? All right.
We are clear.
So for our director positions, the first name I have here is the name of Larry Gassman. So Larry has been placed into by the nominating committee into nomination. So for a first time, do we have any nominations from the floor? And again, Herbie, just interrupt me if there are any, but for a second time, do we have any nominations from the floor? And for a third and final time, since Herbie hasn't hollered at me, are there any other nominations from the floor? All right. At this time, I will accept a nomination or a
motion. I move that nominations be closed and my fellow chapter member and president, Larry Gassman, be elected by raucous acclamation.
That was Andrea de Klotz with that wonderful nominating speech and motion. Okay, so it's been moved to close nominations and elect Larry Gassman by acclamation. So at this time, raise your hand if you object to Larry, and only if you object to Larry.
I object to him, but not on the board.
I was going to say, as a director,
yeah, Gabe,
maybe I should be.
I really don't like the way you guys are working together.
Well, I will mention that we have no raised hands in either the panelist or attendee side.
Well, you don't see my hand in the air.
Oh, you're right.
No, we practiced this for weeks, Larry.
But even Larry, if your hand, but if your hand is in the air, since you're the only one I'm aware of, that only counts as one hand. So that is Larry, that one does not have a zero in front of it. Therefore, it does not.
Larry, Jeff isn't here for me to pick on tonight, so I have to pick on you. All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
So I think that's been 20 or 30 seconds here. So let's go ahead and put Larry out of his misery and declare that Larry has been elected by acclamation. So congratulations, sir, and welcome to the board for another term.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to serve. I'll do it quickly. It was a pleasure to serve the last 2 years, which went by flying by. And we were in desperate straits a couple of years ago financially. And that's not to say that we're not now, but we're heading in the right direction. And I think that's exciting. And I'm happy to be part of it and happy to serve again for two more terms.
All right. And, you know, Larry and I like to have a lot of fun, but I like to also call, or I am happy to be able to call Larry a friend. So glad to have you on here.
Thank you. Friend.
I heard the animosity in that last word. Did everybody hear it? Else hear it too?
No, it's just emphasis, not, you know.
Just, but I figured it were. I figured, you know, we know we're doing this in fun. I figure we just better make it clear.
We conduct very serious and solemn elections here in California. We want the rest of the country to know no fraud, just honest elections.
That's right. Serious and solemn are two words that I don't think I've ever heard describe me. So
no hanging chads, no nothing, nothing like that.
Straightforward election.
All right. So
get back to work.
Yes, ma'am. Our second director position that we have, the name of Regina Brink has been placed into nomination. So at this time, there he is. All right. So this time, for a first time, are there any other nominations from the floor? For a second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And for a third time, hearing no interruptions from Herbie, are there any other nominations from the floor?
I am seeing zero raised hands on either side.
Max just meowed. He can't raise his paw, but...
Well, did he pay his dues to be able to be a...
Yeah.
I want to move that nominations be closed and Regina be elected by acclamation.
All right. It has been moved, and we don't need a second to elect Regina by acclamation. So we'll give it about 20 seconds or so here to see if any hands go up. And if we don't have 10 of them, then we will declare Regina elected by acclamation.
I am seeing zero hands.
Zero hands. All right, we'll give it a few more seconds. All right. I think that's probably been a good 20 plus seconds. So congratulations, Regina, and welcome aboard. So Regina, if you could raise your hand, I know you were here a moment ago. If you'll raise your hand, we'll have Herbie get you unmuted so you can say a couple of words.
And Regina has raised her hand, and I have given her permission to talk.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations and welcome, Regina.
Thank you very much. It's an honor, and I promise that I won't give Gabe too hard of a time too often.
Define too hard and too often.
Yeah, we'll do that later. But no, seriously, it is an honor, and I take it seriously, and I will be serving this organization.
All right. Well, welcome, and again, congratulations.
Sheila has her hand raised.
Yep.
Okay, Sheila.
Zero all in the Warriors game and zero all in the Oakland game.
All right. Thank you for that update. And so moving on to our third director position, and I was actually going to say that this is somebody that probably could tell us the Warriors score. Oh, never mind. He just left. Wow. Jeff is playing the hokey pokey, apparently. He's jumping in and out. All right. Our third position in that's been placed into nomination by the nominating committee is that of my other favorite person to harass and a fellow Warriors fan, Jeff Tom. So are there any other nominations from the floor? For a second time, are there any nominations from the floor or any other nominations from the floor? And for a third time and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And Herbie, are we clear?
We are clear.
All right. This time I will accept a motion. Nobody wants to make a motion tonight?
So moved that Jeff be nominated. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Andrea. You were first.
So moved that Jeff be elected by acclamation. The nominations be closed. Sorry. I got that backwards.
The nominations be closed and Jeff be elected
by acclamation. Thank you.
Yeah, however that goes.
Yep, all that. I was like trying to unmute and I hit the ding, start my video, and then it yelled at me.
Well,
it's like, no, I'm like, whoops, wrong thing. I was going to do ASL at you guys, I guess.
we all managed to kind of fumble around a little bit, but we still managed we have the motion, so we still need to go ahead and give people a chance to object. So if you object to Jeff, then as a director, then go ahead and raise your hand. We'll give it about 20 seconds or so. If we don't have 10 or more hands go up, then we will declare this motion passed.
We have one raised hand.
That's one. I'll give it a couple of more seconds here. All right. I believe that's been 20 plus seconds. So congratulations to Jeff for another term on the board. Jeff, are you here and able to unmute?
I've heard here.
You
coming
up. There you are.
Yeah.
Talk about timing.
You said the third person is. So I couldn't have timed it better.
I was going to say, perfect timing to come in just in time for your election.
Yeah. So I want to thank everyone for giving me a final opportunity on this board, and I will pledge to you to do the best that I can to help Gabe and the entire leadership team and you, the membership. So thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. And glad that you made it home safely. And our last position for election tonight is our fourth director position. And the nominating committee has placed the name of Andrea DeClotz into nomination. So this time, for the first time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And for a second time, are there any other nominations from the floor? And for a third and final time, are there any other nominations from the floor?
Mr. President, this is Sarah Harris.
Hold on just a moment, Sarah. I just want to make sure. Herbie, are there any hands up?
There are none.
All right. Go ahead, Sarah.
All right. I move that nominations be closed and that Andrea DeClotz be elected by acclamation to the CCB Board of Directors.
All right. So we've had a motion. We don't need the second. So we'll give it here about 20 seconds or so. So if you object to this motion, raise your hand. Otherwise, we'll wait a few more seconds and see if we have any hands.
We are not having any raised hands.
No hand. All right. And I believe that we are closing in on 20 plus seconds here. So, Andrea, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you so much. I would so much rather be a DeClotz here than a Pitsenbarger. I'm so happy to be Andrea DeClotz on the board. I want to thank Gabe for asking me to run. It is an honor and a privilege. I've been a member of this organization for 20 years. And a lot of you on the board are already my friends. And hopefully the ones I don't know well will become my friends. And it is a privilege and an honor to serve with you. Thank you.
And hopefully those of us that are your friends will remain.
I hope so. Become even better friends.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And Regina, I guess go ahead and let our volunteers know that we thank them for their time and their willingness, but we did not need their assistance tonight. So
we do have a raised hand.
Turn off their phones. And all right, we'll come to that in a moment. But did it happen to be Regina or no?
No, it was a phone number, and then they lowered it again. So
okay.
All right.
But
Regina, yeah, Regina, if you want to speak, because we have a forest here, it'd be better to raise your hand. So because there's 68 people. So
67, 73. Yeah. Don't you love how the number keeps changing?
Okay, here she goes.
Hello.
Message, text field. Regina, you're coming in through that channel. Oh, wow, we're up.
Yeah, we got it going on like that. We're going to party tonight, baby.
I've been texting the volunteers, sorry. And I can't text and be on Zoom. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But yeah, Regina, if you'll let all of them know that we really very much appreciate their willingness and let them know that they can... that they are released from duty for tonight.
I will. Thank you so much. And everybody that helped with this,
I just want to say, by the way, congratulations, Gabe. Congratulations, Jeff and Larry and Andrea and Regina. God,
our Rob board and Lisa.
Freaking
and
rock.
And Lisa.
Lisa.
We're going to rock.
Heck yeah.
And Rob.
Love you, Lisa. You guys rock.
Wow, how technology worked for this voting.
Yeah, wasn't it great?
I know.
Gabe, can I make a quick announcement? Or are you going to call for announcements officially?
We will officially call for announcements in a few minutes. All right. So I know that there was at least one person out there that wanted to make an announcement. So, so Connie, if you want to start getting ready. But I just want to, again, say thank you, everybody. I think we have a great board. I would be remiss if I did not say that Frank Welty, and is Frank our only member going off?
Yeah.
Or am I missing somebody else?
No.
No,
it's just Frank. No, it's just Frank.
What, Guillermo?
It's Frank.
Guillermo. Oh, Guillermo.
Yes, I know I was missing somebody.
Say Guillermo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just one. Guillermo.
See how it is.
How soon Guillermo. They forget, right, Guillermo? How soon they forget.
Guillermo,
I see how it is.
Yeah. But remember who mentioned your name, my dear.
And they're supposed to be my friends.
Election's over, Andrea.
I knew I was missing somebody because Andrea and Regina are going to be in their first term.
Right.
But
so it had to be two.
I don't want to officially move past elections without thanking Frank and Guillermo for your years of serving on the board. And even though you guys are stepping off of the board, you're not going to be going too far away. I know where to reach you. And I know you guys
I'm
still
changing
love
my
CCB.
Number.
I know Steve. I know Steve's number though.
I'm changing his too.
Without him knowing.
They're going in the witness protection program.
But no, you guys have done
we're federally
so much for
covered
CCB I do want to take this moment to thank both of you for your service and I guess that's it. So with that, I will officially declare our 2022 election season over and pass it back over to Lisa to continue with the rest of tonight's festivities. So,
Gabe,
Madam Treasurer, take it away.
Gabe, can we see if Frank or Guillermo would like to say a few words really quickly?
We can. Sure. You know what? Our elections went so fast that I think we have a couple of minutes here. We can do that.
See, I'm your friend, Guillermo.
And we do have a raised hand.
All right. Let's let Guillermo, since we know Guillermo is here and can unmute, let's let Guillermo say a few words and then we'll see to the raised hand. And if it's not Frank, then we'll see about finding Frank.
I just want to say it has been a pleasure and a real honor serving on the board these past few years. It really has been quite an experience for me. It has helped me grow in so many different ways that I didn't even think were possible when I first started. Just thank you to those of you who have lent their support and to those that have always been giving words of encouragement when needed. It has been truly awesome to work on the various projects that I've worked on. And I'm not going to go too far. You will hear my big mouth every once in a while. So talk to you all later.
And that's a promise. And just to be clear, we do probably have another board meeting in June, and these guys are stuck on the board here for another 35, 40 days, something like that, until 45 days through the end of June. So we'll probably hear from them again at our June board meeting. Who's the hand that we have up?
So we actually have three hands now. Okay. So
is any of them a Frank Welty?
Yes. Do you want me to go to him first?
Let's go to him first, please.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Frank, you have been given permission to talk.
Hello, Frank.
Well, I want to thank everybody for the privilege of serving on the board these last few years and in other capacities. And of course, I'm not going away because I know that people will keep me busy for as long as I'll let them. Because I just want to share one thought, and that is that we should always remember that every one of us can contribute to CCB because it's not where we serve that matters, but it's how we serve.
Amen to that. Thank you, Frank.
All right, Jordan, all right. Thanks for waiting patiently. You may talk.
I just wanted to congratulate Larry Gassman and Andrea Descartes on being elected board member for the California Council of the Blind. I have been tempted to attend your meetings, but I choose to go to Gosky instead.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. And who else do we have there, Herbie?
Sheila, you may talk.
Hi. Warriors 16-16 with the Grizzlies in the first quarter, but that's probably changed. I got it like 3 minutes ago. Giants 3-1 at the end of the seventh, and the A's are still 0-0 with the Angels.
All right. That's it. And go Jacob Webb. Hold those Cardinals down.
Right.
He's one of my starting pitchers today in fantasy baseball. All right. So, Madam Treasurer, I was going to say Madam newly reelected Treasurer, I turn it back over to you to conduct the rest of this meeting. It's all yours.
I think that since we have something to celebrate with all of the recently elected members, that we do a raffle, and let's do $50.
Yay.
And we're going to do $50.
And just to be clear, it's a raffle or a door prize?
Door prize, sorry.
Oh man.
I keep saying raffle because I have a raffle bill in front of me. Sorry, door prize.
You're trying to raise money, right?
Yeah, I've been looking at the raffle wheel all day. So we're doing a door prize. And we're doing $50 that was given by GSGDHI. And I actually said that correctly this time.
You did.
I know I always get it wrong. So let's spin the wheel. Wow, two wins in one night, Rob Turner.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Rob.
Wow, one election and then won a good door prize.
Woohoo!
He can buy a part of a computer. Yay.
he could probably buy a power cable for a computer.
He can pay for half an hour of tech support.
Oh, there you go.
And you know, since I still have the power tonight, let's just do another one.
Why not?
Woohoo!
Let's do it.
Let's do $25 that was given by Kahlua. And let's spin the wheel. And I believe this is one of Rob's chapter members as well, John Glass. Congratulations.
Yep.
I do believe so.
Wow, that Silicon Valley's racking up tonight.
They are.
They're going to have a party.
I know. So let me just really quickly write this down. Okay, so let's open up for announcements. And I know that a little birdie told me that, do we have Connie Bateman on? I'm going to allow Connie to go. Oh, and she has her hand raised. Connie, I hear that you have an announcement for us, so go ahead.
I've given her permission to talk.
Thank you, Herbie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I serve on the Braille and Talking Book Library User Advisory Council, and I am the Gabe assigned me to be the CCB representative on that council, and Mike Marlin, the director of BTBL, has asked me to give you some very important updates from the Braille and Talking Book Library. So here goes. First of all, have any of you gotten on the list for the Braille e-readers?
No, but we can.
Yes, you can. So the NLS program has completed their pilot program in other states, and the Braille e-readers will be distributed to California patrons starting late summer. Mike said June or July. So if you're not on the list, call your regional library and get your name on that list, because they're coming out soon.
Connie, I just want to ask a question to clarify. Is this only for the Braille and Talking Book Library? This does not affect Southern California, correct?
No, I think it's the whole state of California. So I guess you would contact your regional library in
Southern California. For us, it'd be Braille Institute.
Braille Institute, right. Yeah.
That's a good question, Guillermo, but I'm guessing it's the whole state. I wouldn't think it'd be just one library.
No, I think it's the whole state. The whole state of California.
But you would probably, I would guess, receive it through your library. So you'd need to call.
Yes.
Call
yes.
Your regional and they'll library, know for whether sure. You're Northern or Southern California, and get your name on the list.
And they'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
when we they call will. Them. But they've done it by states, not by library, I don't think.
Right.
Okay.
By state.
Woohoo! So contact your regional library if you're interested. Mm. Okay. Books on Demand, otherwise known as BOD. The Books on Demand program started back in March, and this is where multiple titles are downloaded on customized cartridges and mailed to patrons. So for example, if you wanted a whole series, instead of getting several cartridges, you can now get the whole series downloaded on a single cartridge. It's really pretty nice. Okay. Any questions about that? Any questions about that? Okay. Then there's the Assistive Technology Program. Victor Reader Streams and portable video magnifiers will be distributed to patrons, or will be available to patrons on loan starting in about July, August, September, somewhere in that area. And then training for these devices will be available in November.
Oh, I can finally learn how to use my Victor Streams.
Yeah.
We do actually have a couple of raised hands. If you're ready.
Let me just finish this thing about assistive technology.
Okay.
So those devices will be available on loan September, October, August, September, October, and then the training will be available in November. And there will also be mobile Wi-Fi hotspots, otherwise known as internet connection hubs. Don't ask me to explain it. I'm just the messenger. Available for patrons who do not currently have internet access. Okay, that's the end of my report. So now I'm open for questions. I don't know if I can answer them. And if I can't.
Thank you, Connie. That's such good news.
Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is.
All right. So, DJ, you had me talk.
Okay. I know this is probably a little more for. Hold on. Talk my voice over to be quiet. That I know that actually. The Braille Institute staff were in training Friday, today. Today's Friday, huh? In training for showing people how to use the e-readers and such. Yes. And they've been collecting a list over for the last year, I believe. So do call any of the Braille libraries. I know I called LA because I was talking to Tina, but she assured me that I was on the list and they'd let me know, but that it was coming soon. Thank you, Connie.
Thank you, DJ, for confirming that. We really
super excited.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I just happened yesterday to be talking to them about the e-readers.
All right.
All righty, guys. No problem. Thanks,
Sheila.
This is not a sports update, although while I was waiting, aww, the Giants just got another run. We're at the top of the make that two home runs at the top of the eighth. But what I was going to say was something else exciting, at least to me. The library has put up their audio voter guide for the state. It's on the Secretary of State's website, and I don't know the URL offhand, but if you get letters from the Talking Book Library or your other libraries around the state, then you probably can get it. Those do not have local elections in them, like county or city elections, but they are those local ones you have to get from your local counties, but at least you can get the state stuff. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheila.
Lisa, quick question for Connie. This is Andrea. Real quick. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just curious. Did they happen to say if they're distributing the humanware or the, what's the other
yes.
one? I can't.
It is humanware. I don't remember the brand.
Okay. There's another brand that two different. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Braille X or something. I can't remember for sure.
Yeah. I can't remember either.
So we do have a couple more raised hands. And Charlene, you may talk.
Yes, Connie, would you bring back to the Braille Institute in their program, when you get, they will record this a series of books on one cartridge. I had them do that for the Left Behind series.
Mm-hmm.
Those 12 different books, but they did not record it in order. I had to sort
through
and find them. I had to sort through it and find them. Fortunately, I found online a copy of the proper order, but I had to search through the through the cartridge to find which one I wanted. So if they would put them in order, it would be much appreciated.
It seems to me like that would be something that you would discuss with your reader advisor at your regional library.
Right. But it seems such a logical thing that you would think that they would put in order, but they didn't.
Well,
not,
you would so. Think so.
I'm just asking you to bring back when you have a meeting to see if they can't just make that a policy that if it's a series, okay. They'll do it in order. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Charlene. Good point.
All right. livy.ostegard2@gmail.com. You may speak.
Thank you, Connie. I have a question. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book several years ago and I have been trying to get it on Talking Books. It is on, I know they're taking ebooks, and it is on ebook as well as in print. It is not in Braille, but I hope to get that rectified sometime this year, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Who do I talk to get that taken care of?
You want it in an audio format? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. So that
okay,
folks can get it.
There is a recording studio here in Sacramento at Braille and Talking Book Library. The only thing is it's not up and running yet because of, it's been down because of COVID.
Right.
And the volunteer policy is being revamped, and then they're going to have to hire a whole new team of volunteers because basically they're going to have to start over. So I think just contact the director, Mike Marlin, and if he doesn't handle that, he'll refer you to the appropriate person to talk to.
Okay, great. Thank you.
He's a really neat guy. We've had him at our convention a few times and he's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Actually we're going to go with somebody who has not spoken yet. Nikki, you may talk.
Sorry.
There she is.
I thought I was unmuted. My screen went dark. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I was thinking about Vacaville because they used to do a lot of recording for the blind up there in Vacaville, California, in the prison. And I was wondering if they don't still do that. Maybe not, but it's worth checking out.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And then DJ again.
I'm just curious because I don't know what format is the California ballot and information.
It's MP3.
Given out?
You can get it. You can put it on your stream.
Okay, so they're not sending out anything like a cartridge or something. How does
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that they do that anymore, but you could ask if you could call Braille and find out.
What, yeah. No, that well they I'm asking because I thought somebody here might know.
Well, that's where they always came from.
Because I gotta need to know for the class. Because I know about the MP3. I just was wondering. I can call Braille. I mean, yeah, I just thought somebody might know. All righty, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ.
And we are clear on the raised hands.
All right.
Thank you, Herbie. So we have any other announcements? If you would like to make an announcement, please raise your hand.
Lisa, Linda. I'm sorry, Linda, go ahead. You go first. And then Andrea has one.
Okay. I just want to say at the beginning, the first person who won a prize tonight was Sandra Fancher. And I just want to give a shout out. She's a member of our San Francisco chapter. And I wanted to just say hooray on Sandra's behalf.
That was nice. Thank you, Linda.
Okay. And then, thank you. I'm sorry. I thought you wanted me to go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, go ahead. You can go ahead.
I just want to remind everybody, we will have the exhibit hall open tomorrow from 9 to 4. We'll have a new vendor who was not there today, and that is the Back Tea Pack. And some of you may remember, she came to our state convention several years ago. Her name is Marilyn, and she's a physical therapist. And this is a backpack that you wear on your hips instead of on your back. And it's better it improves posture, and it's better for some people in carrying things on their back. It holds a lot. She has a couple of sizes. It can hold quite a bit. I have one. I don't use it a lot, but it will hold a ton of stuff. And
she convinced me to get one a few years ago.
She's a nice lady.
I bought one of those 1 year, and my daughter said she would refuse to be on the street with me if I ever wore it. So I sold it to someone. But it does look like a nice item.
The other vendor we will have tomorrow is Sweetman Systems. A lot of you know Sue and Bob. They will only be there from 9 to noon. Okay, so please look at the information that was sent out to the various lists. If anybody needs a copy of the schedule and the vendor information, please email me. There's a link on the website. You can send me an email and I will send you your own copy. I've had a few people request it, but it did go out to the list within the last couple of days. And I think Sarah sent it out again today because we do have a couple of vendors who were not there today, but will be there tomorrow. So please patronize them. Our Vanda lady halfway through the day today said that she hadn't had anybody come in. I don't know if anybody went to her booth, and I can't remember offhand if she's going to be there tomorrow. Sarah knows. I'm not sure because some people aren't doing tomorrow. But I really appreciate all those of you who did go in and talk to them, and hopefully you guys who didn't, or maybe you want to see somebody that wasn't there today, you can. Barry will be back tomorrow from noon to 4 only. He's not coming in until noon because he's on the East Coast. So he'll be in a little later if anybody wants to talk to Barry and didn't talk to him today. Thank you.
And you do have a raised hand.
Herbie, I know we have a raised hand, but really quickly, since we're already on the subject of the vendors, Sarah, are you available to kind of just give us a recap of what we have for the vendors tomorrow? I'm sorry, for the exhibitors tomorrow?
Actually, that's what Andrea was doing, and that's what Andrea is the one that's been really spearheading that, and her along with Steve Bauer and Phil Obregon. So
I can tell you, I'm not looking at my list right this minute, but we Envision America would be back. We have Sweetman Systems. We have Barry and Kay with Guide Lights and Gadgets. We have the Back Tea Pack. Brent Harbold, we have Laura Legendary with her jewelry and other Braille items. I'm trying to remember who else is there tomorrow. Access Ingenuity will be there from 9 to 1. They were there today. I can't remember about Sterling. Maybe somebody knows if Sterling's going to be there tomorrow. I'm not certain.
We had 11 vendors. I think most of them will be there tomorrow for at least part of the day.
Thank you, Andrea. My apologies. I didn't know that you had the full list for tomorrow. So I'm sorry. And thank you very much.
You're fine.
Yeah, Andrea and Steve and Phil really put this all together. So a big, big thank you to all of them, because it's a lot of heavy lifting. So I super appreciate it.
Kudos to all of you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry, Herbie. Now we can go with the hands.
Ending in 115, I believe this is Roger.
I think you're right.
What makes you believe that?
Hi, Roger.
Hi there. How are you all?
We're still here.
Us all is in shock and well.
You guys have been talking and talking, and I haven't been talking. And I'm here all by myself. Aww. And listening to my computer talk, because I have Outlook now, and haven't figured out how to shut it up. You know, every time you get a new mail, it talks. But anyway, I just wanted to, didn't want to interrupt a while ago, but I just wanted to say, to thank you guys for all your nice words about Bernice. I certainly do miss her. We have a lot more room in the house now. We're taking out, getting rid of all the stuff that she bought that wasn't necessary. I have to tell you that I got a very nice email. Some of the stuff we've been giving away, and I got a very nice email from Lisa Kwan at the Vista Center, San Jose, telling me how good she smelled. And I said, what is this all about? And she said, well, she got some philosophy body lotion from Bernice. And I said, oh, really? Is the improvement in your smell? She said, well, I'm a volunteer at an animal shelter, so sometimes I don't smell very good, but this lotion really helps. So we've made some money, and we've made some goodwill and so forth with giving things away, and we all miss Bernice. And the little box of ashes I have on the table here is a lot quieter than she was. And I've actually got space to walk around in the rooms now too. So anyway, I'm still here, and I'm glad to hear all of you. And I'm planning to go to Omaha. So I don't think you've talked about who's going to Omaha from here, but anyway, that's all I have to say. Good night.
Thank you, Roger.
All right, next we have livy.ostergaard2@gmail.com.
Thank you, Herbie. Roger, when they start with the announcement, like I just heard, hit the control button, it'll shut it up. Second, I had a question. Andrea, on the list for the vendors, there was not a link for the Swedmans or Envision America on that list, the last list that you guys put out. So I'm just wondering, can you update that, please? Thank you.
I thought the list I sent out, everybody had a link. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, the one I had, I got several lists, and one of them that I did look at.
We'll figure this one out.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that later. I'm sending out to the list another version right now that has the descriptions of the companies in it, which I did not send before, and that should have all the links.
Okay, great. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Andrea. Herbie, do you see that hand ending in 610?
That's Pam.
Yep, they have permission to talk.
Thank you. Hi, Miss Pam.
Well, good evening.
Linda said, oh, that's
evil. Evil. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I wasn't even going to say anything evil. Just wanted to congratulate all of you for your nice wins. Thank you for nobody challenging nobody. I truly appreciate elections being done so fast. It's so great. And then I wanted to, there was something else I wanted to say. Oh, Roger, if you want to call me, go ahead. I understand living alone. I've been doing it for 4 years. So if you want to give me a call, tell him to go ahead. It's fine. Because I understand it. I understand where he's coming from. So, but other than that, you guys are doing great. So thank you. And isn't it time for bed yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you, Pam. And I agree. Yes.
But we do have some more hands.
Yes, we do. Karen, you may speak.
Hi, everybody. It's Karen Schroeder. I was all excited to look at the vendors, and I double tapped my little finger on the link for Ian Ramos and what is that? Access Ingenuity. And I got this wonderful lady named Laura, who, of course, does the elegant Elegant Insights Braille jewelry, which was great because I'm going to buy some from her. But I just wanted you to know that the link was not correct for for them. It took me to the jewelry, which is great because she got some business. So
guys, I tried to put every link below every name of every vendor, the link that they sent me. So if some of them are not correct, I apologize. I'm sending out another list now, and hopefully that one will be totally right. Thank you, Karen.
And folks, if you could just connect with Andrea offline off of here, that'll be perfect. I think that'll work just fine.
Oh, we do have a raised hand. And Patty. Uh-huh. Nope, we are not hearing you there, Patty.
Now am I unmuted?
Now you are, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Gosh, I had that darn, the connector for the microphone. I had that button pushed in. I'm sorry. Lisa, I really need to speak to you. Would you be able to call me after, or can I call you?
Yes.
It's about the banquet and Bayview's contributions.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you get the? Well, I guess I should ask in private, huh?
You can go ahead and give me a call after we get off this webinar.
I don't have your. Should I just email you or?
Yeah, go ahead and email me.
Okay. Okay, address. Thank you. I'm sorry,
okay, you're welcome.
Everybody. But it was this was fun tonight, guys. Thank you. Congratulations. You guys have a good board.
Thank you, Miss Patty.
Yes.
So, Herbie, how are we doing on hands? I don't see any.
I don't see any either.
So, I think that we should go ahead and wrap this up, Mr. President. Do you have any final words, or Ms. Sarah, do you have any final words for tomorrow?
Nothing from me, but other than to say, come back tomorrow, and maybe Sarah wants to go over a little bit of what we're going to have, but I know that tomorrow evening at the bank, we're going to have some good stuff, awards and music and other good stuff that Larry has put together for us. Sarah, do you want to go over anything?
Other Madam President?
All right, here I am. Yes, so indeed, tomorrow we have a lot of great things in store for us. We have Tom Tobin and Connie Sims. They're going to come right straight in the morning tomorrow to get us up and moving with the Get Up and Get Moving campaign for ACB. We have a mental health panel led by Jeff Tom and Alice Turner with Roque Buckton and Linda Johnson. That's going to be fantabulous. Jean is going to bring us BZ Benson. In the afternoon from 2 to 4, we're going to be brought some literature. We're going to be joined by Susan Glass, as well as Kelly Breckenhoff. That's going to be fantabulous. And as Gabe says, we have our MC, Larry Gassman, for our banquet. We're going to have a lot of great awards, as well as, backed by popular demand, Jason Castanguay. And lastly, we have our convention hospitality that's going to be hosted by Mr. John Ross from the Greater Bakersfield chapter, as well as the California Diabetics in Action. And I just sent out all kinds of information for you to read. So go forth and conquer. And I know Linda's getting going crazy with my emails, but you know what? Over communicating is better than no communicating.
One quick addition, I just resent the Access Ingenuity link to all the lists just by itself. So anybody that's interested in going to talk to them 9 to 1 tomorrow, you have the link.
Awesome. Awesome. And happy Friday the 13th, folks. See, yep. Look at it. It's lucky. Oh, yeah. It's not lucky unlucky. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Why don't we go ahead and close the night out with one last door prize? $25 Amazon gift card given by Silicon Valley. And let's spin it. And the winner is Charles Nabaretti. Congratulations, yeah. Charles.
Congratulations, Charles. Yeah.
So I think with that being said, this officially closes the third general session of the CCB Conference and Convention 2022. I want to wish you all a very good night, and we will see you first thing tomorrow morning.
What time is it?
It's 8:16. Thank you, Ms. Linda. Great.